Praise be Jesus and Mary. But I say to you, do not swear at all. In today's gospel passage, our Lord, continuing the Sermon on the Mount, treats of the second commandment, where we are to honor our Lord by not taking his name in vain. This particular commandment, forbids taking false oaths, the sin of perjury, or lying under oath, or taking an oath or swearing to have God as a guarantor of a promise that we make. I promise to God I'll do this or that, for example. And this, of course, would not be pleasing to our Lord if we don't intend to keep that promise, or if our oaths are false. In themselves, they are good, though. Oaths, they are something that the Jews did in accordance with Scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13 says, "You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him and swear by his name." To swear, to take an oath, is a one way to honor our Lord. It was an act of religion because we invoke God, who is the guarantor of truth, the highest truth. Sometimes oaths are necessary, as in when public officials would make an oath or swear to God that they would carry out their public office, various, for example, the president, vice president, that had sworn before the whole nation, to uphold the Constitution and serve this country and so forth, calling upon God with their hands on the Holy Bible, to make sure that they would do this. So it is at times for the common good, that this is done. And in the court systems, it's still done, to take an oath. I believe it's still to God. I hope it is, but in any case, it is necessary at times to take oaths. Our Lord is not doing away with them altogether, but only the abuse of them, that is, especially public oaths, which are more solemn, but even in private oaths between individuals, this was something that was quite commonplace at the time of Christ, that a person would take an oath, make an oath, and it was over something so trivial or, even unimportant. I swear to God this or that. It's just something that wasn't necessary, some small, unimportant matter. Other times they would not use the Lord's name and say, I swear, by heaven or by earth, by Jerusalem, and at times this was just a way to, make it less serious, as it were, and as a consequence, those oaths were taken less and less seriously. And when they were made, it was easier to not fulfill them, in a sense, there would be a justification to not fulfill them, various excuses, all of which dishonored God and led to the breakdown of relationships, individuals not being able to take one another at their word. There was this lack of confidence and trustworthiness of individuals, which is certainly no good. Ordinarily, our word should suffice. And this is what our Lord is trying to point out to us. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything beyond that is from the evil one, from the devil, who is the father of lies. Which our Lord is, the Lord of truth. He is truth himself. And so he wants us to be ever truthful, and all of what we say and do, and even in those little things, so that we are always known for our truthfulness. And this, no matter what the consequence, even if it's inconvenient or difficult to speak the truth, or even if it leads to dire consequences, as an extreme example would be the, the case of St. Thomas More, when he was asked, to make the oath, recognizing the legitimacy of King Henry VIII's supposed marriage, and divorce and remarriage, and recognizing him as the new head of the church. I'm not sure how it went in real life, but in the film, A Man for All Seasons, St. Thomas More's daughter asks him to just take the oath, and inside, just don't mean it. You can say it externally, you'll support the king and so forth, but interiorly, you would still be faithful, to your inner convictions, to God. But of course, St. Thomas More, being truly upright and holy, couldn't do that, couldn't betray himself, because he said, to the effect that when a man makes an oath, he holds himself in his hands, and if he gives way, it doesn't mean that, what he says in that oath, he kind of lets his hands go, and, his whole life is, as it were, left, to fall to the ground, as it were, as water does, when we open our hands even a little bit. So he faced the consequences for that. He would not take the oath, to dishonor God, but suffered martyrdom, for that. So for our part, though, we may not have to face such dramatic, decisions in life, but on a day-to-day basis, we are to be truthful in all that we say. We are to keep our promises. If we're going to say we do something, we do it, even little things. And we ought not have to back up everything we say with, in all honesty, I say this, or I promise you, or some kind of oath or swearing to God. But whatever we say should always be, according to the truth. So we ask our Lord for this grace, to live in the truth, to speak the truth always, and to keep our word, no matter the consequence. And we ask Our Lady to help us, she who is the Virgin most faithful. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.